The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Mr. Biden does need a reset. He's no longer seen as competent and effective. He's no longer seen as a good commander in chief.
If you believe the science, you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Remember when that monster plowed a car through the parade of Americans in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and the left had this bizarre reaction that it was the car's fault? The media was saying car plows through parade, vehicle, some people called it an accident. Guy deliberately mowing over as many people as he could. Bad guy, shouldn't have been on the streets. We've been to that movie before, right? How many times have we heard that story? How many times have we heard the stories of monsters roaming the streets, preying on innocent people who had no business being released, but they're being released, of course, because of Democrat Party policies. And they're figuring it out. I think it was that little bald-headed guy over on CNN over the weekend who said, oh, conservatives are making this about Democrats. So they're on to it. They're on to it. They know what Americans are saying. It's not conservative talk hosts. It's ordinary Americans looking around. All of us are ordinary Americans watching this with our mouths hanging open saying, you've got district attorneys who promise to free criminals? That's a problem. That's a big problem. That's wrong. That's insane. And we're seeing the results of that. We're seeing what's happening. We're seeing what's exactly going on. Crime is being committed in the streets of America thanks to progressive policies that are springing the bad guys, that are letting them go free. That's the problem. And they're doing it now again. The governor of New York responded to the ambush shooting of a pair of New York police officers. One of them, 22-year-old young officer, 22 years old, shot and killed, shot in the face. This young guy wanted to make a difference. He wanted to connect communities with police. He wanted to improve relations between police. He wanted to do good. And he was assassinated by some 47-year-old monster whose name won't ever escape my lips, who again had a rap sheet a mile long, bad guy. And the left does its usual song and dance. It's we need gun control. They honest to gosh think it's the inanimate object that's the problem. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, I kid you not, tweeted this out about the assassination of a New York police officer. And I quote, last night, a shot from an illegal gun took the life of an NYPD officer. When I say we're going to do everything we can to stop the scourge of illegal guns in our state, it's not just talk. We're tripling funding our efforts to get these guns off the streets. Now, first of all, that's such a joke because the police officers who are trying to make arrests and keep people in jail who have guns on the streets, the people that are arrested for that don't get incarcerated. They don't get locked up. And people are smart enough to understand that. Second of all, this guy apparently stole the gun from Maryland in 2017. Now, I've got to ask you right here and right now, tell me what law, and I asked this after Sandy Hook, that horrible massacre in Connecticut. Monstrous kid, evil young kid, kills his mother, steals her gun, goes to an elementary school, her legal gun, goes to an elementary school and massacres all those beautiful angels. What law prevents that? What gun law prevented that? Tell me. Tell me what gun law prevents somebody from killing their mother, stealing her gun, and killing these children. There's not a law. There's not a law. There's no law that keeps evil people from doing evil things. A cop is shot and assassinated, ambushed. What law stops a monster, a bad guy, a criminal, a cretin from stealing a gun in Maryland and using it to kill a police officer in New York City? What law? I'll wait. 1-800-655-MIKE. You tell me. I'm sitting here. I am waiting with bated breath. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Monday. 1-800-655-6453. 800-655-MIKE. You tell me what law prevents a guy from stealing a gun 4 or 5 years ago, modifying the gun, incidentally. Have you seen what it looks like? It looked like something John Dillinger used. And sprayed these NYPD officers with bullets. I am so sick of the lack of honesty, the disingenuousness on the part of the left. I'm tired of it. Wonder if you are too. Let's find out. And again, I'm opening my phone lines to you. You tell me what law prevents a guy from stealing a gun and killing a cop 4 years later. 1-800-655-6453. Again, I'll wait. I am all ears. Got a lot of breaking news, lot to tackle today. Welcome in to a Monday, January 24th episode of The Mike Gallagher Show.
Be sure to get The Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com.
Because the solution is simple. All they need to do is make murder illegal, and then that will solve everything. You know, I mean, even a kid can figure it out. Thanks.
Mike, that governor of New York is blaming the guns for the murders. If that would have been her son that got shot in the face, I don't think that she would have blamed the gun.
And it's not just the governor of New York. It's just the left's instinctive, knee-jerk desire to blame everybody except for the bad guys. This guy in this Harlem shooting in New York. Yuri, do we have a picture posted on the stream of this gun? We ought to get a picture of this gun. You can't believe what this thing looks like. He had this modified. This guy was a flat-out, rotten gangster. holding a gun that had so many rounds, turning it looked like a handgun into a semi-automatic, maybe even an automatic, I don't know. Lengthy rap sheet. I hate to be, this is not a very Christian thing of me to say, and I'm ashamed of myself, but I've just got to say it. The only thing worse than the police officer dying was that after they shot this guy, he didn't die. Because he ought to be burning in hell right now. I am so sick of this. Americans are sick of this. And it feels like there is a giant reawakening. And the first chance we're going to see it comes in November. It's happening. It's coming. Check out Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis from New York talking to Griff Jenkins on Fox News.
This was preventable, and sadly, enough is enough. We really need to change the laws of New York and New York City to ensure that we put these bad guys behind bars. Repeatedly, we've warned about this. We've said that these dangerous bail law that the Democrats passed in Albany were leading to more people being released. In fact, the Detectives Union recently told me that 9 out of 10 people found with criminal possession of a weapon are being released back onto the street. And 50% of the people that actually shoot somebody are being released back onto the street without bail because of these laws. And it just has to stop. And I'm begging my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's work together to fix our city. The mayor, to his credit, has said he wants to do this. But, you know, it's been 3 weeks. We've already seen five police officers shot, one now fatally.
How many police officers have to be shot before the Democrats figure out letting criminals go free doesn't make our community safer? And incidentally, that's not a talking point. That's not a conservative talking point. That's literally the position of the newly elected district attorney in Manhattan. Letting criminals go free makes our communities safer. There's nothing to be gained by locking up some poor, misguided man or woman who they had a bad childhood. They've got a drug problem. They've got an alcohol problem. They've been oppressed. Why put that person who threw that 93-year-old woman down the steps in jail? She doesn't need to go. They don't need to go to jail. We need to help them. We need to nurture them. Enough is enough is enough is enough. Kyle's in Atlanta. Hey, Kyle, welcome. How are you?
Doing good, sir. How about you?
I'm great, sir. What do you think about what's happening in the country and these crimes that are happening, the surge? I'm sure it's bad in Atlanta, too, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. And listening to your program, and before you think I'm nuts, you're right and you're wrong.
Okay.
I don't know that you can put any new laws on the books that's going to have an impact. But if you remember under Rudy Giuliani, they implemented stop and frisk, which led to reduction in the number of illegal firearms, a reduction in crime.
Correct.
But they decided that that was a racist program.
Correct.
And they killed it.
We talked all the time about, what am I wrong about? What have I said that you disagree with?
Because I don't think it's a law. I think you need to bring that program back.
You don't think what's a law?
No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase.
Okay.
They need to enforce the laws that are on the books.
Correct. What have I said that you disagree
with?
Stop
and frisk. Oh, I don't disagree with you.
Oh, I got you.
I just don't think it's a new law.
Well, it's not a new law. There's nothing about law. There's plenty of laws that are on the books. That's my point. Enforce the laws that are on the books. Maybe you misunderstood me. Let me try again. The Democrats don't want laws enforced that lock up bad guys. The Democrats want to spring criminals. And again, I am begging one person in America listening to me who can tell me what law would have worked in preventing a convicted felon who stole a gun, apparently, from Maryland in 2017 and used it to slaughter a 22-year-old NYPD officer. Jason, this young man, it just breaks my heart. I'm going to try to get to St. Patrick's Cathedral later this week for the funeral because they want everybody to attend. They want the general public to fill St. Patrick's Cathedral and honor this young man. He was amazing. He was a young guy. Listen to this video that has popped up on social media of the officer who was killed. This is heartbreaking. Officer Jason Rivera, cut number 7. He's talking in kind of a young person's vernacular. This is what, apparently when he was in high school and why he wanted to make a community a better place. Listen to Officer Jason Rivera, this is the officer who was killed in New York.
High school is high school. Like, you know what? We don't like it, but we still have to do it, all right? And I want y'all to do it. Because when I was a freshman, I didn't have no one to motivate me. I want to motivate y'all. I want y'all to hear me, hear my voice, and know that, yo, y'all going to get through it. Y'all going to get through it. Y'all got to put in the work. Y'all got to put in 100% effort. And you know what? If it takes some time after school, so be it. Because
I mean, here's a young man trying to inspire other young men and women in high school. A couple years later, he becomes a cop. He's 22 years old. He responds to a domestic call, a mother calling the cops on her son. The son apparently bursts out of the door and shoots him in the face. And incidentally, the gunman allegedly pumped more bullets into the two officers as they were laying there. Thanks, Democrats. You're doing a great job with our cities. 800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
This is not an epidemic of the unvaccinated. Clearly, many, many people that are getting infected today have been what CDC calls fully vaccinated. And I think when you start blaming people, you actually get them to dig in. So I think it's much better to engage in a dialogue and work with people to try to encourage them to accept the importance of vaccination for themselves and their family.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Remember a few weeks ago when I said I was going to stop talking about COVID? You understand I'm really torn by this because I've got an obligation to talk with you about the things that matter, the things that are happening in this country. This guy from Canada comes down from Canada to Florida and vacations in Florida and writes a column about it. And the column basically said, I can't believe how free they are in Florida. I can't believe that they like go places and do, 'cause in Canada, they're locked down. They're still really afraid. And, you know, it's kind of my human nature not to want to put down people who have a fear of something. I see little old ladies driving around in a car with their windows open with two masks on, and you just know they're afraid. The lady that yelled at me because I got on the elevator a few months ago without a mask on. And it's fear. That's all it is. And you know, it's one thing to strut around and say, well, I'm not afraid. But it's kind of cruel. That lady mate that yelled at me in the elevator, she might have cancer. She might be vulnerable. I don't know. But Americans are getting to a point where this can't stand anymore, much longer. And for places like Florida, I mean, you got to read this column. It's unbelievable. We'll get to it a little bit later in the show. And over the weekend, I may go back to the no COVID rule. I don't know. I struggle with it. I fight through it. On the one hand, I feel like when there's mandates, news, and there's news about vaccines, I'm obligated to tell you. I trust that you turn the show on for information, for opinion, for entertainment. I want you to enjoy this show, and I want you to be informed. Our whole mantra is breaking news and what to make of it. But the news about COVID isn't breaking, it's broken. It really is. It's enough. And there are more and more people, even on the left, who are saying they're done. You got to be careful. All common sense stuff. If you're vulnerable, sure, avoid crowds. Not a good time to be out and about if you have if you have comorbidities that could lead to you having a very complicated problem. And I'm going to throw this fuel on the flame. If you're unvaccinated, you might consider being a little more careful than those of us who are vaccinated. You might not share that opinion. And listen, if you're unvaccinated and you want to go out and live your life, that's your life. That's your life. That's not anybody's right to tell you how to live or how not to live. But the days of bulletins and nonstop breathless reporting, counting numbers, deaths are up, this is about, you got to hear this Barry Weiss. Now, Barry Weiss was a columnist for the New York Times. And she was on with Bill Maher over the weekend on his show on HBO. And what she said sent shockwaves. Maher agrees with her, I think, too. There are people on the left, like Bill Maher, who recognize that the lockdowns, that the mandates, that the restrictions are, we're done. We've had it. Listen to what Barry Weiss, the former New York Times columnist, says to Bill Maher over the weekend regarding COVID and the government's response to it.
I'm done.
With this question?
No, I'm done with COVID.
Oh,
I'm done. It's
yeah.
Like I went so hard on COVID.
I remember.
Sprayed the Pringles cans that I bought at the grocery store, stripped my clothes off because I thought COVID would be on my clothes. Like, I did it all. I watched Tiger King. I got to the end of Spotify. Like, we all did it, right?
And No, we didn't all
okay,
do
well,
it.
Well, here's the thing. A lot
no,
of
we
us,
didn't all do
a
it.
A lot of us did do it. And then we were told, you get the vaccine. You get the vaccine and you get back to normal. And we haven't gotten back to normal. And it's ridiculous at this point. I know that so many of my liberal and progressive friends are with me on this, and they do not want to say it out loud because they are scared to be called anti-vax or to be called science denial or to be, you know, smeared as a Trumper. I'm sorry, if you believe the science, you will look at the data that we did not have 2 years ago, and you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. You will realize that you can show your vaccine passport at a restaurant and still be asymptomatic and carrying Omicron. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime. The city of Flint, Michigan, which is 80%, I think, minority students, has just announced indefinite virtual schooling. In the past 2 years, we've seen among young girls a 51% increase in self-harm. People are killing themselves. They are anxious. They are depressed. They are lonely. That is why we need to end it more than any inconvenience that it's been to the rest of us. I think it's a pandemic. It's like at this point, it's a pandemic of bureaucracy. It's a pandemic of bureaucracy. It's not it's not real anymore.
You know what's fascinating to me is not just her words and the liberal host's agreement. It was the audience. Did you hear the audience? Conservatives aren't going to the Bill Maher show, okay? That is an audience of progressives. And the cheers and the support for a former New York Times columnist sitting on that stage and saying, I'm done. Cloth masks don't work. We were told if we were vaccinated, it was going to be fine. I'm done. It's time to move on. It's a pandemic of bureaucracy. And it's not just this country. Just got a text message from somebody saying, when I had enough of Minnesota, liberal soda, and moved to my place in Alaska, I saw this sign at a roadside rest stop in British Columbia. And the sign is one of those goofy signs that says, outside, maintain distancing. 6 feet. The texter on the MyPillow text line says, I laughed at it. There was literally no sign of humans within 250 miles in any direction. Canada is ridiculous. And thank God we're not Canada. New York might feel like Canada. Illinois may feel like Canada. California might feel like Florida doesn't feel like Canada. Las Vegas Here I am with thousands of people, 42,000 people at that SHOT Show. And you know what? A lot of people had masks. A lot of people didn't have masks. You know how I feel personally? I'll get this. You're going to make fun of me. I don't care. If there's 12 people on an elevator, I'm probably going to put a mask on. And I have an N95 mask. It may help. It may not help. I don't know. That's my choice. Make fun of me if you want. I don't care. I don't want to miss work. I don't want to get it. But I don't want to get the flu either. I don't want to develop cancer. I don't want to get diabetes. There's a lot of things I don't want to get. Life is a risk. And I am so excited about feeling like the tide is truly turning. And one way I can help is to minimize this COVID obsessing. Now, you may disagree with me, and give me your feedback. I'm going to minimize it. I really am. And if you disagree with that, you tell me why. 1-800-655-MIKE. I always like getting input from you about what we're doing on the show, and I've just had it. I'm tired of wringing my hands every new Dr. Fauci press conference, every new, you know, I'm tired. I'm fed up. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You want to get vaccinated? Get vaccinated. You want to live your life? Live your life. And let's not expect Biden to tell you how to live your life, because in case you haven't noticed, that isn't going so well. Things aren't going so well for Team Biden. I can't stand anymore watching Meet the Press. I don't watch NBC News. I don't watch MSNBC, but I get clips. And here's a clip of Chuck Todd pointing out that America is not only unhappy with the Biden administration and our federal bureaucracy, we are rejecting it and practically revolting. When Chuck Todd has to say this, you know things are bad for the Biden administration.
President Biden's news conference on Wednesday was designed to kick off a second-year reset of his presidency, recapture his political identity, if you will. But our new NBC News poll suggests Mr. Biden does need a reset because he's lost his identity a bit. He's no longer seen as competent and effective. He's no longer seen as a good commander-in-chief, or perhaps most damaging, as easygoing and likable. In fact, just 5% of adults say Mr. Biden has performed better than expected as president. One of the many lowests, firsts, and fewests in our poll. And as we kick off our Meet the Midterms coverage heading into November, the NBC News political unit developed what we're calling a midterm meter. It's based on previous election cycles. It's basically three poll numbers you need to know best. I'm going to start with perhaps the most important number to understand the direction of the midterms. It's job approval here. The president's job approval rating sitting at 43%. If you look at history shows that kind of presidential approval rating leads to a shellacking for the party in power. How about the mood of the nation? Well, let me show you this right now. Our wrong track, nation's on the wrong track number, sitting at 72%. Second poll in a row where we've been over 70%. This is only the third time in our poll's history over 30 years where we've had two tracks that were that off. That, again, would put you in shellacking territory for the party in power.
I mean, this is like a Saturday Night Live skit. That's Chuck Todd. Americans don't think he's competent? Americans don't... They don't think he's a good commander-in-chief? 5% think Biden is doing better than expected? 5%? 72% think the country is headed in the wrong direction. Now, did Trump ever get any numbers like that? Seriously. Was there ever an NBC poll that had 72% of America? Do you know to this? You know how many people are longing for the return of Donald Trump? Everywhere I go, it's all I hear. I'm not kidding you. Everywhere I go. I got a massage to get away from the pandemonium at the SHOT Show. The massage therapist was talking about how great Trump was and how much we miss him. It's unsolicited. Didn't know what I did. The massage therapist didn't know what I did for a living. Had no idea who I was or what I do. Just talking about on the table. Oh, my gosh, this country with Biden is a disaster. I'm like, it's just common. It's like accepted now. Everybody's agreeing on it with it. The country is poised for a comeback. It's coming in November. Somebody sent me a text. Oh, the Democrats are going to cheat. Stop it. Wipe off that pessimism. We're fighting through it. We're fixing election laws. States are rejecting the tactics of COVID-inspired rules changes. Flood the polls and know we're going to take our country back because Chuck Todd of NBC, that hack, I mean, he might as well be a Biden spokesman, standing there with a grim look on his face in front of a big board on that massive set saying, yep, we're in shellacking territory for the Democrats. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it? Seriously, I want to know. 1-800-655-MIKE. How do you feel about this poll? Do you believe those numbers? You understand it's NBC. I guarantee it's worse than what they're reporting. If NBC says 72% of the country thinks we're in the wrong direction, I'll bet it's 88%. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. In the ReliefFactor.com studios. Don't forget, you press 1 to come on air with me. 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments on the MyPillow text line. However you get here, I hope you get here. And don't forget to watch the show. The Salem News Channel is here. Looking bigger and better than ever. 24 hours, great programming. Download the app for your iPhone, your Android device. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com. We are the antidote to the mainstream media. Check it out. SalemNewsChannel.com. A caller in San Diego, Mike in San Diego. Tracy says he's a Democrat and supports me and thinks I'm doing a great job, and I know he's a troll. So go ahead, chew me out, curse me out. Well, go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for your phone call, Mike. And no, I'm not a troll. I listen to you. I find you fascinating. You're entertaining. I was praying for you when you had COVID. I'm just like you. I wear a mask wherever I go, N95. But, you know, I do think you're doing a good job, you know. And
there's no, but here? There's no punchline?
No, sir. No, sir. I don't think I'd ever vote for Trump. I'm not sure if I'd ever vote for Republican again, but that's nobody's business. I think you do a good job.
Well, you're
a great
man. That's nice of you to say all that. But I have to ask you, in the 30 or 60 seconds or so we have left, you said you'd never vote for a Republican again. Do you think Democrats are doing a good job right now?
No, I don't.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, keep listening, my friend, and thank you for being kind, because I figured when Tracy had that on the screen, she said he's a Democrat, thinks you're doing a great job, and wants to. And I thought, all right, this is a setup, because it's happened before. I also got a nice email from a Democrat over the weekend, said, I don't agree with anything you say, but I love the MyPillow products, and I just ordered more. Thank you, because MyPillow is having another record month. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. They brought that back, the sale of the year on those Giza Dream Sheets, soft, smooth, luxurious, comfortable. Sale of the year, buy one set, get the second set free when you use the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. You'll see. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Even Democrats love it. Even Democrats sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. As if Biden doesn't have enough problems. How about Ukraine? You think we ought to go to war with Russia over Ukraine? Really? We'll tackle that and a whole lot more coming up.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.